6:30 a.m.
CLTV News with Bigobert Maniga. In the headlines, African, Caribbean and Pacific states are expected to ensure that their mining resources catapult their economic and sustainable development when they celebrate at the Cameroon International Mining and Exhibition Convention in Yaoundé today. Police forces across the world are prepped for Eritrea's Independence Day this Friday, fearing violent clashes as disgruntled Eritreans unable to protest at home may do so at events abroad to mark the day 33 years after the country was born. 95% of delegations to compete at this year's University Games have arrived in Garoua ahead of the start of the Games this Saturday. Discussions at the Cameroon International Mining Exhibition Convention, bringing together African, Caribbean and the Pacific states in Yaoundé, will wrap up today. Launching the event this Thursday, Prime Minister Joseph Dangote reiterated the need for mining countries in Africa to use their resources as bargaining chip for economic growth and sustainable development. Christian Chiatam reports.
Critical minerals, untapped jewels and underground riches were on top of the agenda as ministers of mines from countries of the Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific States, ACP, gathered for the start of their three-day meeting at the Yaoundé Conference Center. Equally present were members of cabinet, members of regional bodies and international investors of the mining sector. The Secretary General of the Organization of ECP Countries, Georges Robelo Pinto, and the head of the EU delegation in Cameroon, Jean-Marc Chatenier, in their different speeches, highlighted the opportunities which critical minerals provide in powering development for their host countries. But for this to happen, the two men said solid partnerships are needed to ensure sustainable and equitable exploitation of minerals. The acting Minister of Mines, Fu Callistus Gentry, who presented a rundown of short-term and long-term mining projects ranging from iron ore, gold, and bauxite to cobalt, said Cameroon is moving from a country of potential to a producing and processing country of critical minerals.
With a view to improving the well-being of mankind, Cameroon plans to implement and develop in conjunction with the European Union a mining policy focused on the exploitation of minerals critical to the energy transition. With this in mind, the Cameroon legislator, through the mining code, has stipulated that at least 15% of minerals from the mining sector must process locally.
The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, who represented President Paul Biya at the ceremony, in his keynote speech, said Cameroon and ACP countries need to capitalize on the relative scarcity of minerals on the world scene. Joseph Dangote said Cameroon, under the guidance of President Paul Biya, is bent on exploring all avenues for development offered by the mining sector.
Christian Chiatam reporting. The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development has reiterated government's persistent efforts in fighting food crisis in Cameroon. Gabriel Bairobe was speaking in Gaoundéré while launching the emergency project to combat food crisis in Cameroon in the presence of the resident representative of the World Food Programme, Wanja Karia. Emos Enonyake Tagbo reports.
The emergency project to fight food crisis in Cameroon consists of the provision of emergency, financial and nutritional assistance to some vulnerable persons, as well as pay labor-intensive public works for resilience-related activities. It is a joint initiative of the Cameroon government, the World Bank and the World Food Programme. Wanja Karia is the resident representative of the World Food Programme in Cameroon.
This project addresses food insecurity in various components. The first one is addressing immediate hunger. The government was very keen to ensure that communities are also engaged in building assets.
After launching the project, the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Bairobe, accompanied by the resident representative of the World Food Programme in Cameroon, Wanja Karia, visited some areas of intervention of the World Food Programme in Gaoundéré, notably a dairy farm, a mini milk production and transformation factory, a bakery and a homegrown school feeding center at Government Primary School, Baker Matari. Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News, Gaoundéré.
Officials of the Cameroon GCE board say there is a remarkable increase in the number of candidates expected to take part in the in the written phase of the GCE exams scheduled to begin on Monday, May the 28th. According to the head of the transition management team of the GCE board, Madame Bernadette, materials are currently being distributed to the different centers across the 10 regions of Cameroon. CRTV News. Police forces across the world are prepped for Eritrea's Independence Day this Friday amidst fears of violent clashes as disgruntled Eritreans who are unable to protest at home may do so at events abroad to mark the day, 33 years since the country was born. It was a hard-won battle to gain freedom from Ethiopia, coming after a three-decade conflict. But the anniversary is bittersweet for some, as the promised freedoms have never materialized. President Isaias Afwerki has ruled Eritrea for the last 33 years without holding a national election. Eritrea is the only country in the world without a constitution. Any form of political dissent and association outside that of the ruling PFDJ movement is not allowed. In sports, 95% of delegations to participate at this year's University Games have arrived in Garo ahead of the start of the Games this Saturday. 40,050 participants from 22 institutions, from 22 private and state-run institutions, are vying for medals. On to today's political write-up, Albert Njembondera visits the press release of the Minister of Territorial Administration, warning political parties of their gritty statements.
Paul Atanganji makes no mention of the opposition political party leaders provoking his outburst, but recent developments could well indicate that his outing follows the press conference of Professor Maurice Kamto on May 10 and Honorable Cabral Libi's National Day Eve message to his followers on social media. The CRM leader is quoted to have made inflammatory statements announcing a civil strife if he felt cheated, reiterating he was ready to die to defend his claims, while Honorable Cabral Libi is blamed for making derogatory statements against the personality of the head of state. In a strongly worded two-page reaction, the Minister of Territorial Administration reminds the said politicians that benefiting from parliamentary immunity is no excuse to defy state authority nor incite rebellion against the state. Paul Atanganji equally reminds politicians that outrageous statements against the President of the Republic are reprimanded by the Penal Code. Reacting to claims that opposition political parties are denied the right to hold public rallies, the Minat boss recalls that only subdivisional officers working under the authority of SDOs and governors are competent to authorize such meetings, which he says are sometimes denied the CPDM party for diverse reasons. Citing 26 of such cases in 2024 alone, notably in Tonga, Samilima, Marwa and Bagante, Minister Paul Atanganji concludes by calling on Cameroonians to guard against any forms of manipulation from politicians who hope to gain power from the streets instead of the ballot box.
Alban Jembunde ending the news, but before we part company, remind of our major stories. African, Caribbean and Pacific states are expected to ensure that their mining resources catapult their economic and sustainable development when they separate at the Cameroon International Mining and Exhibition Convention today in Yaoundé. Police forces across the world are prepped for Eritrea's Independence Day this Friday, fearing violent clashes as disgruntled Eritreans unable to protest at home may do so at events abroad. 95% of delegations to participate at this year's University Games have arrived in Garoua ahead of the start of the Games this Saturday. CLTV News.
Merci, Rigobert Maniga.